But before the first roads you had were what?
Just dirt roads.
Dirt roads.
Just dirt roads.
Did they come in and put any sort of rocks down, you know?
You mean gravel?
Yeah.
Well, they graveled them later, but for a long time we just had just dirt roads, and it wasn't graded up. But I know they graded them and graveled a lot of them.
What you mean by grading them? You mean they?
Oh, well, graded them up to where they were rounded, you know, and they didn't have no little faces in them, the level.
I see. What came after gravel roads? They did what?
Well, after they graveled them, then they started paving them, blacktopping them.
Yeah.
Of course, they paved the main highways for a long time ago.
Yeah.
But the country roads was they blacktopped them after they graveled them for a long while, and they started blacktopping them, but not blacktop on them.
By blacktop, what do you mean they'd use what?
Hard roads.
Okay.
Blacktop them, they were hard roads. That's the kind of road that we lived on, were the blacktop roads.
What would they use to blacktop those roads?
Oh, well, they had them graded up good, and they put the, and there was gravel. And then they put a kind of tar on them, black tar, and made them hard black top, made them black and a hard top. It was hard road.
Did folks in this area first have to use different type, their own roads, have to cut their own roads?
No. People in each parish had someone to work the roads. They'd pay them to work the roads.
I see. Well, what was when you first came here, or you first remembered, what was the biggest place in the parish, or what was?
Well, Leesville. There was no cities in close to Lake Charles and Lecount. Alexander and in places, Leesville was here, but it was just small. It was little. It was, didn't grow up much, you know. It was just a little two-store.
Mm-hmm. So Leesville was founded before DeRidder, then.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. It was a long time. But it didn't have a grove, you know, a mountain thing. It was just mostly saloons. It was a saloon town. And Rosetown was a saloon town. It didn't amount to anything for a long time.
What sort of people did you get coming in from where? Where did they come in from, and did they
live? Well, all that came in here, I guess, was from the north when they put in the mill, when they, putting all these mills around here. They come down from the north, Longville, put in Longville and Carson and, I don't know. Just a whole lot of mills kept around. See, this whole country was virgin pines. Never had been no pines cut except a few that they would cut and put in the creek and come up over so then there's swung them down to Lake Charles or sawmill down there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just virgin pine everywhere. Nobody was going to make a farm. They'd just deaden the timber, go in there and they'd chop around it at certain times. They knew when to chop it, you know, around the sap of the tree to make it die. And then they'd just work among that timber. And when the timber would die and it and start falling.